Proclamation number 6441 of 1st of January, 1956. Feeding the truth. It is the only truth which comes to you as proof of God's love. It is His word which He Himself imparts to you from the height. And you can fully believe this word and evaluate it as His direct, irrefutable address. What is then conveyed to you through God's word you can represent as purest truth and bask in the light of truth yourselves, and you need not fear being led into wrong thinking through it. And by recognizing the truth from God you will also be able to make a right judgment about the value or unvalue of spiritual knowledge which is brought to you from outside. You will be able to recognize whether it also originates from God or has flowed from another source. You are able to distinguish truth from error, for a light shines upon you which chases away all darkness and also allows you to recognize all rubbish which could pollute the pure spring water if it is not removed. What God Himself gives you is pure and clear like purest spring water. And you should protect it from all contamination because otherwise it will lose its strength and effect. And you will need nothing else but the water of life flowing from that spring in order to let your soul recover and keep it healthy, in order to put it into a state that it can enter the kingdom of light after the death of the body. You therefore only need the pure truth from God. In order to attain eternal life. This truth is given to every person who seriously desires it, because God's adversary cannot enter it precisely because of the desire for truth, which is the same as the desire for God. But where this is not present, the adversary has free access. He can work there unhindered. And his activity will always be to spread darkness over the human being and to extinguish the light where he is able to do so. And therefore he has easy access to people's hearts because their desire for truth is seldom present, which results from the fact that they let themselves be caught up in a net of lies and error and make no effort to free themselves from it. That they thoughtlessly accept what is presented to them as truth and don't ask themselves whether what is offered to them is entitled to be judged as truth. With them the adversary of God has an easier game. He can always make the veil that is before their eyes thicker. He can always put more error and lies before them, which will again be accepted thoughtlessly. It is no water of life, it is a death potion which these people accept, which poisons their souls and lets them enter the kingdom of the beyond completely darkened. They lack all light and powerlessly fall prey to eternal death, because only truthful light can awaken them to life. Because truthful light can only come from God and they have not approached Him for it. Error is far more widespread in the world than the pure truth from God. Because this is not requested, but people always have an open ear for that. For the adversary conveys such thoughts and teachings to people which are pleasing to the ear, which they like to hear and which constantly increase error and therefore the darkness grows ever greater. Yet people are considered according to their will, and therefore God can abundantly provide for you who desire the truth, and He will always give you light so that you can penetrate the darkness. He will enlighten you when errors want to force their way into your thinking. He will not allow your light to be dimmed but always let it shine brighter the deeper the darkness is around you which you want to escape. And the brightest light is His word which He Himself sends to you from above, which He imparts to those who love Him and keep His commandments. As He has promised. Amen.